This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bafo is a word you might use. Spectacular. Fabulous. Pick your superlative. Go ahead. Pick your own. The January unemployment report we got this morning from the Labor Department measures up. 257,000 new jobs last month. November and December were adjusted upward, which means that in the past 3 months, this economy has added more than a million jobs. Even that increase in the unemployment rate that you've heard of, up a tenth to 5.7%, was good news in its own way because the Labor Department said nearly 750,000 people started looking for jobs last month, which bumped up the rate at least temporarily if you do the math. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going today with who those new job applicants are.
For years, I've been coming to this unemployment office in Portland, Oregon, and it's always packed. But this morning, for a change from even a year ago, everyone I talked to was relatively upbeat.
The market's getting better, but, you know, you gotta keep looking for it.
That's Alan Scott Jackson, 23. Since the recession, he's had short jobs, under-the-table jobs. He's looked on and off. Now he's started searching again in earnest for regular full-time work.
Stores such as Kmart, so retail, painting jobs, janitorial work, and right now I'm looking at temp agencies.
And he's pretty typical. More than 700,000 people joined or rejoined the labor force in January. We don't know much about their education level or previous jobs, but says Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute,
people that have entered the labor force in terms of the age distribution is about 72%, which is made up of prime working age adults 25 to 54.
And the recent increase in people joining the labor force isn't equally distributed among population groups.
The uptick may be disproportionately more Hispanic workers and white workers and less black workers.
Economist Gary Bertlis at the Brookings Institution says the jobs they're finding aren't just low-paid retail and restaurants or higher-paid finance and technology. The middle's filling out, too.
The construction industry has picked up its employment gains. Manufacturing sector has been adding steadily to payrolls for quite a while now.
In January, healthcare was up 38,000, finance up 26,000, retail up 46,000, led by new jobs at auto dealers, sporting goods, book, and hobby stores. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.